24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's short for the word vibration. So tell me, what are you thinking about right now? What vibration are you sending out into the atmosphere? Because you know what you think about, you attract. If you don't like what you're attracting, then you need to change your vibe. Ask yourself, what do I want? Just to get yourself straight back into alignment. But you know, I like to talk about energy on this show. And to that aim, I have got a phenomenal lady on the phone, and her name is Sarita Davis. Now, Sarita is a holistic therapist, and she assists clients with their mental and emotional well-being through the use of batch flower remedies and doTERRA essential oils. I'm hoping that I've pronounced that correctly, but I think that mental and emotional well-being is so important, especially in this time of COVID-19. Sarita, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So Sarita, tell us, what are batch flower remedies and doTERRA? I don't know if I pronounced it correctly.
It's beautiful. The way you say it is beautiful. Batch flower remedies, very simply, are the life force or energy or frequency or vibration of a set of 38 flowers and plants. Mm-hmm. And they were discovered for their benefits by Dr. Batch, who was actually Welsh. Mm-hmm. And he came across them in the 1930s.
Right.
And,
are these flowers from all over the world or a particular country?
Most of them he actually found in the English and Welsh countryside. There's a couple that come from abroad, such as olive.
Right, okay. And doTERRA, what is that?
doTERRA essential oils are a brand, a make of very super high grade, certified therapeutic grade of essential oils that do come from around the world, and they come from plants, flowers, resins such as frankincense. And again, it's their juice, almost, so to speak. It's the actual oil that comes from the plant, the flower, or like with the citrus oils, the rind or the resin from the tree. Mm-hmm. And again, it's to do with frequencies, vibration, energy, and they essentially are to heal the physical self, to get the physical self start working, but also in turn that assists the emotional and mental well-being and also spiritual.
Right, okay. And I know that you know, before I've kind of like researched essential oils, because I remember at that time I was having the M word. I don't like to use it, but it's kind of like stronger than a headache. I don't like to use the word because it seems to be one of my triggers. And I was recommended essential oils at that time as an alternative medicine. And I know that it has, you know, therapeutic properties. It's also, you know, they're also very soothing. I'm just, when you were speaking, I was imagining myself walking into a spa room, and you know, the way that it's just, I feel like I could be there right now, especially in this situation of isolation and lockdown. It's like, oh, that's like such bliss to be able to walk into a sauna steam room. Anyway, I digress. But walking into that lovely ambiance and smelling essential oils, and it's so soothing energetically.
Definitely.
I wish I was in that kind of ambiance right now. So
I could I could mix a bottle and send you some. There is actually a doTERRA blend of oils for the word that you were talking about.
Right, okay.
Which I have actually used more in the last few weeks than I have in the last year. And I can't figure out why I'm getting that physical thing. It could be because I'm at home, so obviously I'm near the router more, I'm near my computer more, I'm near my smartphone more, I'm doing a lot more admin, so I feel like some days I'm getting square eyes looking at my computer screen. But every time I start to feel that thing coming on, I just rub this particular blend over my forehead and my temples, and sometimes I actually massage it into my scalp, and no word of a lie, within 5-10 minutes it's gone. Oh, wow. I've completely forgotten about it, and I'm just left with this gorgeous smell.
That sounds amazing. I could do it like that. Thanks as well.
I will send you some.
Oh, that would be beautiful. And the thing is, Sarita, we are energetically in a different place, aren't we?
Very much.
You know, we're not getting as much exercise as we used to. Like I usually go to the gym 3 times a week. I'm missing, missing the gym, and I'm having to adapt myself to a new way of living. Albeit temporarily, I know we'll kind of ease our way back into not our old lives, because there is going to be a new normal. But in the meantime, and maybe this is something that we can take into our future, I know it will, how can we benefit from the work that you do?
Immensely. The batch flower remedy work that I do, that really is purely for one's emotional and mental state. Dr. Batch, just to give you a little brief background, so to go back to come forward, he was a bacteriologist in the 30s. He worked with Dr. Hahnemann, who opened London's first homeopathic hospital, which is still open in Harley Street. And upon doing his ward rounds, his daily ward rounds, Dr. Batch realised that he could group patients by their physical ailment, but also by their emotional state or their personality type.
Right, okay.
So, for example, he found people with asthma, eczema, hay fever, those kind of allergy type things.
Yeah.
He often found them to be shy, anxious, nervous types. So once he started to group people like this according to ailment and disposition, he thought, okay, well, Hahnemann's got his homeopathic remedies. There must be something else out there. He was also a Christian, so there must be something else out there that God has given to us to help us heal another part of ourselves.
Yes.
So he very bravely went off into the English countryside and the Welsh countryside, armed with not much more than a notepad and a pen, obviously no mobile phones in those days, and went off and started ingesting plants and took copious notes of what would happen to him when he ingested certain things. So, you know, some made him violently ill, or if he got a headache, or if his vision was impaired. But then also, if he carried on ingesting, how would he then make himself better?
Right.
And what were the positives? So, you know, did he suddenly feel guilty about something? But then if he carried on taking this XYZ, did he now no longer feel guilty? If he was anxious about something, he no longer felt anxious. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
And eventually, after quite some time, he decided, okay, these are the 38 that we need, and I would love for this box of remedies to be at the corner of every street in the whole of England, so that people can help themselves and they can heal themselves. Because he believed once you rebalanced the emotional mental state, the physical would sort itself out.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Right. So in this day that we're living in at the moment of what I just see as total pandemonium, chaos and fear. Actually, I just see overriding fear in this whole global craziness that's going on. I think these flowers, these wonderful, gentle little flowers, would be the most helpful thing that there is. Because once you take fear away, you're left with faith and courage.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And if we all then live in a state of faith and courage, we can then get on with our lives. Because fear holds us back.
Yeah, it does.
Whereas faith and courage push us forward.
Okay, so the remedies actually put people into a place of well-being.
Yes.
And then from that place, energetically, well, because, you know, I always talk about the law of attraction, but then able to then attract in circumstances that are conducive yes. to that state.
Yes, exactly.
And some of the plants, are they kind of plants that we recognize, or are they sort of like really alien? If you mentioned some of the names.
Some of them are little unknown, tiny, cute little flowers that you might see on your everyday walk, but you haven't got a clue what they are, like mimulus. Mm-hmm. That's the one for anxiety, fear, nervousness, shyness. Star of Bethlehem, some people know a little bit more. It's a tiny little white flower. That's for guilt. That's for grief, bereavement, shock, and trauma. Okay. But then we have olive, which comes from Spain.
Yes.
And that's for tiredness, genuine exhaustion. There's pine. Yeah. That's from England. Mm-hmm. That's for guilt. Larch, which is a tree. We see lots of those in England. That's to give you confidence. So that some of them are, I mean, I've actually been to Dr. Batch's house, which is up in Oxford, and most of the remedies are actually still grown in the garden that he planted. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a very cool experience to be stood in that garden, sitting on a bench that he had made in the 30s, looking at the garden that he planted, and I'm now about to ingest some of these amazing remedies. Right. And it's almost like touching the creator. So, a lot of them can be found here, but yes, there are some on the board.
Okay. Are you able to share with us a case study so that we could just have a practical idea of how it actually works?
Would you like a human one or a canine one? Because I've treated both.
let's have a human. Let's have a human one.
Human. Okay.
Why I'm saying that is because I'm thinking about, you know, the stressful situations that people find themselves in, specifically in this season,
and okay.
their emotional well-being, you know, might be all over the place.
Yes. Okay. Well, I can cast my mind back to a couple of gentlemen that came to me for help. One is an estate agent, and in his 30s. Really, really lovely guy, very much a go-getter, high performance, married with a little girl. And he had this thing where he would wake up very early every morning and vomit. And he was vomiting blood. And he was under a hospital. And they were trying him with all sorts of different drugs. And he wasn't happy with taking any of those. He just wanted to stop whatever it was that was going on. And he had some kind of what do you call it now? I've completely lost the word. Not a cyst, not a growth.
Was it like abscess kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. God, my mind has just gone completely blank. You see, because he did so well, I didn't see him for very long. but he had... Oh my gosh, he had this thing that loads of people get when they have really, really bad stress and they have something growing inside them and it starts bleeding all the time. And but it wasn't cancerous or anything like that. It was just
benign.
Cirrhosis. I cannot remember.
We've got the picture.
Anyway.
It was a growth.
He had this horrible thing that was making him vomit blood every single morning. And he was extremely stressed and he was kind of lashing out verbally on his staff, on his little girl, on his wife. But he was in control of himself enough to say, I need help because this is not me. I don't want to be this person. Mm-hmm. And so we met and we spoke, and the first bottle that I gave him, obviously there were a lot of fears, there were a lot of anxieties, there was a lot of guilt, there was some past trauma from his childhood, there was all sorts of things came up. But it was really amazing for me to see this guy who, you know, if you kind of saw on the street, you'd get an idea of what he was like, but actually once he started opening up, he was completely different. And I was really honored that he could just share all his emotional stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks into his first bottle, I mean, I was getting, at one time I was just getting daily updates. Oh my God, I feel amazing. What have you given me? It's like happy drugs. I feel amazing. I feel amazing. And then week two or three, boom, he went right back down. And he went into a very, very dark hole, and he was very depressed, and he wouldn't leave his bed and didn't want to go anywhere, do anything. And I just said to him, it's okay. Your body is in your emotional state. It's finally getting a chance to rebalance. Just keep going with it. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Mm-hmm. You will get better. But the one thing he said to me was, I'm not vomiting as much. And when I do, there's hardly any blood.
Mm.
I said, okay, this is good. This is good. Anyway, long story short, after 3 months, he rang me up one day and he said, I love seeing you and I love talking to you, but I don't need to see you again. I feel amazing. I feel like I've got my life back. My head is in a great place. I can see the wood for the trees. I can make sense of everything. And more importantly, my doctors haven't got a clue what's happened, but I'm healed from the inside and I'm not bleeding. I'm not vomiting, I'm not bleeding, I'm not stressed, I'm out taking my little girl out for walks, we're riding our bicycles together, I've done the gardening, I've invited friends over to play football, I'm cooking, my wife is in love with me again, you've done your job.
We had to touch a little bit on dating and relationships in this.
Yes.
Primarily that's what I focus on.
I do actually have another story which really is very much in tune with dating.
Okay.
So
a
very old friend of mine who, as a guy, I kept saying to him, you know, you're 40 something. What is wrong with you? Why do you not have a steady girlfriend? Why have you never been engaged? Why have you never proposed to anyone? What is wrong with you? You know, I've known you all these years, but I can't figure out what's wrong with you. We had a good laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day he said, I'll tell you some things then, Miss Therapist, seeing as you think you know everything, I'll tell you. And he came over for dinner one day and he told me all these stories about himself, which, looking at him, I was so surprised, because that's not the guy that I have known for all these decades.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he'd hidden it so well that nobody knew all his deep inner stuff.
Right.
Anyway, he's also a journalist, and he's an amazing journalist and very, very good at his job. And I could see he just had all this potential in him for years, but he was stuck at this one place doing the same job for like 12 years.
Mm.
And I kept saying to him, this is ridiculous. You know, you're a good writer as well. What happened to all the writing you did at college? And what about your fashion career? And what about this? And what about that? No, no, no. Anyway, it turns out deep, deep down, within himself, he had no confidence and was basically petrified of his own shadow.
Wow.
But he had taken on the form of the Joker to hide this. In our group as late teenagers, early 20s, he was the Joker. Nobody had a clue that he was actually a terrified little five-year-old.
Yeah, very,
still
very insecure inside, and he hadn't
very
it doesn't seem like it resolved or processed.
No.
What had gone on in his early life.
No.
Yeah.
So long story short, after about 8-9 months, he said to me, I'm going on holiday and I'm going alone and I'm going to Australia.
Hmm.
And this is something he'd never done. He'd never been on holiday on his own ever. He went, I was getting texts every few days. Oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing. Why didn't you tell me to do this before? I love being on my own. I'm like doing walkabout, basically. I'm just going anywhere and everywhere and I'm seeing everything. He met a girl That was 2015. Mm-hmm. He now lives in Australia and she's his fiance.
Wow.
So, and that was, and he always says to me, that was 9 months of flower remedy. Thank you.
Okay. So you gave him something that he could.
Yes. We did 9 months. We met every month and we uncovered one layer of the emotional onion, something else would pop up. So I would change mm-hmm. what was in his bottle. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I can see you blossoming. Mm-hmm. You might not see it, but I see it because I'm seeing you, you know, every 4 weeks. Your posture is changing. Your voice is changing. The way you project your voice, even just the way you're sitting and talking to me, it's changing because you're becoming more confident. And all these layers of fear and self-doubt, just they're going. This is amazing. Mm. Really? Do you think so? Oh, yeah. Mm. There it is.
So is it something that you use or that you would use complementary to counselling? Because I noted that, you know, you spoke with him in depth and he was able to tell you, you know, things from his past. Or is it something that you could use in isolation? When I say in isolation, I mean independent of actually speaking about the problems.
Yeah, sure, definitely. I'm not a counsellor. Mm-hmm. I think I just have this face and this aura where wherever I go, people just want to tell me their stuff. Mm-hmm. Always have been since I was about two or three. I think I did my first counselling therapy session when I was about 3 years old with my best friend. by all means, you know, if there are always going to be people that don't want to tell you anything. Mm-hmm. So it might just be a question and answer thing with them, you know, how are you feeling? What brings you here? Mm-hmm. There are some people that will talk through every scenario that's happened in their life in the last however many years, but they will still not feel comfortable telling you how they're feeling. What are their thoughts? How did they react to that? So from that, I'll have to try and extract it. And then there are others that are just like, look, I don't have time to talk to you about anything. I just need a bottle of remedies. Mm. Okay. So what? Just give me a brief outline of what's going on.
Okay.
Because without knowing their emotions, thoughts, or feelings, there is no way of giving them the precise remedy to rebalance that. I mean, sometimes I can tell by walking into a room. I can, like you must do, pick up on somebody's energy, pick up on their vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can see the way somebody's sitting, if they're kind of withdrawn and they're almost sitting in a protective posture.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. have an idea of what's going on. But then there are other people who, like this friend of mine, who they have this amazing persona. They're hiding everything behind this wonderful smile. And you haven't got a clue that's going on.
Hmm. How did you get into this line of work? Because it's very niche. I mean, I do know people that you know, they sell the essential oils, but I've never actually heard of the batch remedies.
Okay.
How long have you been doing it, and how did you get into it?
It's about 10-11 years now. Mm-hmm. In my previous life, I had my own doggy daycare business.
Okay.
And I was in the fields walking my pack. I used to look after about 20 dogs a day.
Right.
And I walked on private land so I could let them off. Those that I trusted, I could let them off. But I always had a talk radio station plugged into my earphones whilst I walked around the fields. Mm-hmm. And it was... all I can remember is the show's host was female, and it was kind of like women's hour, but it wasn't quite. And a lady rang in and said that she had used essences of flowers to help her through a really difficult time in her life. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was in a not very nice marriage, and I think my grandmother had just died, or maybe that happened just afterwards. But anyway, I wasn't going through a great period in my life. And my ears pricked up, and I listened so intently to this lady. Mm. And I thought, really? Little drops of flowers can make you feel that good? No way. No, it's impossible. Oh. And I came home, looked it up, saw that there was a course, a 1 or 2 day initial introduction course happening at Nelson's, the oldest apothecary in London, just near Upton Selfridges. So I dragged my mum along, and what an emotional weekend that was. And it just dawned on me there and then, I think this is what I want to do.
Wow.
I could do this. I can use this. Because, like I said, everybody tells me their stuff. I've just, you know, I could sit at a tube station and it would be an empty tube station and somebody will come and sit next to me and just start talking to me. And I've got that, earphones in, or I'm reading
it. You're giving off that peaceful,
exactly.
Very calm.
Exactly. And I just thought, I could use these to everybody that I know that comes to me with their issues. Well, now I don't even have to say anything. I could just mix a bottle and give it to them and then that's it. Everything's sorted. This is great. So I did level two, took me quite some time to get through level three, because by then I was going through divorce and we had to do quite a lot of case studies over quite a few months. There was a lot of reading to do of Dr. Batch's books and his writings and learning about emotions and how the body deals with emotions and how when the body has something, the emotions come up. So, you know, both ways around, and case study after case study. But finally, yes, I passed with very high score and I was given my certification, and that was that. That was, I think, 2010 or 2011. And that was it. I was ready to run. I want to heal the world.
So in terms of the application, is it something that you apply or physically, or can you use it in your environment, like around you, or is it something that you have to take into your body?
You ingest it.
So it's just purely you have to ingest.
Yeah, it's 4 drops 4 times a day. So if you were to come to me, I would mix a little drop, a 30ml dropper bottle. So I would put a couple of drops of each remedy in the dropper bottle, top it up with spring water. They are already preserved in alcohol, but there are alcohol-free remedies. And then I would give you the dropper bottle and then you take 4 drops 4 times a day. First thing in the morning and last thing at night are the most important, and then however you want to spread it out the day throughout the day is entirely up to you.
Right. Okay.
And it's either under the tongue or on the tongue. It's
right.
That's the best way. But I do know people who, for whatever reason, don't want to ingest it that way. I know there's somebody that he prefers to rub it onto his temples. You can rub it on your pulse points because obviously the skin itself is so porous. It's going to go into you anyway.
Yeah.
But the quickest way is sublingually.
Right. Okay. Wow. It's fascinating. I never knew. Essential oils, but I never really knew about the flower remedies. Is it the oil from the flowers or is it pressed? And then I think you just called it the juice, didn't you? Maybe that's
the difference between the two,
isn't it?
Yes. So the difference between the two are flower remedies, and I can only speak about batch flowers because that's what I'm qualified in, although I know there are many other flower remedies from around the world, which are also just as amazing.
Yeah.
The way that flower remedies are made is the flowers themselves are plucked and suspended in a bowl of water and put to sit in the midday sun for 4 hours.
Right.
And then that bowl of water will go into a big mother tincture bottle. You know, those really old, big brown and dark green bottles.
Yes, that's what I envisioned when you said that, actually.
Right. So they go into there and then some brandy is put in there, some preservative and some spring water. And that's it. That is your tincture.
Right.
Okay. Your mother tincture, sorry. And then from there, they will get transported off to Nelson's, who deal with all the distribution and bottling and promotions and marketing. And then they will make them into the smaller 30ml bottles that you'll see in chemists, pharmacists, health stores, wellness stores, those kind of places. And then when you come to me, it's from those bottles that I will then mix your own personalized remedy. Right. So it really is the frequency, the vibration, the energy of each flower. Yeah. Whereas essential oils, that's different.
Okay. Wow. We've been having such a great time that we're actually coming close to our half hour. So tell me, Sarita, how can someone get hold of you? I mean, do you distribute your bottles worldwide? Could you just tell us a little bit about how people can actually access you and your services?
Okay. My website is healingbatchflowers.com, and it's batch without a T. So it's B-A-C-H. Just as an aside, sorry, before I forget, Dr. Batch being Welsh, I was told by a Welsh friend that actually it should be pronounced Bach.
Oh, Bach, okay.
Yeah, but most people know it as Bach because most people think it's Austrian, which is the mistake I made. But no, in England we say Batch and that's fine. But yes, so my website is healingbatchflowers.com. I am on Instagram, which is at She Who Walks in Peace. Yes, I can post worldwide. That's not an issue. Just obviously it depends on the postal costs if the client wants to pay. But there are practitioners worldwide. There is actually a list of worldwide practitioners on the Batch Centre's website.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. Well, Sarita, I've certainly learned a lot this evening myself. And it's been fantastic having you on the show. Any last parting words for our listeners before we wrap up?
Release the fear, live in faith, live in courage, stay sane and be safe.
I love that. I love that. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Sarita. Thank you so much for adding value.
And thank you very much for having me.
And, you know, thank you for using your gift to bless others. So, listeners, I'm going to love you and leave you for now. But as always, have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye bye.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.